WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson says yet to be publicly identified financial problems are behind last week's statement he made with the College Station mayor regarding future funding of the tourism and convention agency Experience BCS. Nelson says his interest was the result of reading two audits from the city of College Station on the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
New leadership was brought in with that understanding clearly in mind to dot I's and cross T's and to be very careful to, you know, with the growing concern of a pattern. Right now we're talking, Brian Council spoke in executive session, so I can't get into details, but I certainly tell you that we are actively exploring alternatives.
Nelson on our show says the board governing Experience BCS understands where the cities are.
They've got some quick decisions to make as we go through our process to figure out, you know, what's best for our taxpayers.
Nelson says the cities will solve the problems if the Experience BCS board does not. An update of activities at Easterwood Airport was presented during Tuesday's Bryan City Council meeting. Airport Manager Josh Abramson says some improvements will make it easier to deal with rainy days.
We have upgraded the entrance to the airport by covering the parking gate system with that, so that when you roll down your window and it's a rainy morning at College Station, the rain doesn't come in through the window.
There has also been work to reduce flooding on the road leaving the airport.
We didn't have the dollars to fix the whole thing, but we got this wonderful French drain system that we installed into the system. So now all the water that's built in, it gets there initially, but it will actually exit off the road, and we don't have water sticking for days after rains.
And construction continues inside McKenzie Terminal, where new restrooms have opened after passengers clear TSA security. Winners of the Bryan Rotary 10 Business Performance Awards were congratulated yesterday by a member of the Governor's Office of Economic Development and Tourism.
It was interesting the number of times that servant leadership, mentoring was mentioned in the descriptions of these companies. Keep on doing what you're doing. And I think that's consistent really with the Rotary model of service above self. And it's really pretty consistent with just Aggies, working with Aggies as a whole. So invest in mentoring mechanisms.
Following remarks from luncheon speaker Brad Knapp, winners were announced of the 10 fastest growing small businesses in Brazos County. Topping the list with a sales growth over the last 3 years of 1,700% was Exothermics, a College Station-based manufacturer of portable energy storage and deployment. A list of the winners and a group photo are online at WTAW.com. With the help of crutches, Texas Congressman Roger Williams will be coaching the Republicans in tonight's annual charity baseball game.
I think it's important because I think these people that want to destroy our lives, our livelihood here in America, they win if we give in. If you punch us, we will punch back.
Williams was injured diving into the dugout after gunfire where a member of his staff was shot in the leg.
When I got into the dugout, it wasn't 10 seconds. Then Zach had come running in from the outfield. And we landed in each other's arms. He held me, I held him.
Zach Barth was released from the hospital yesterday. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 75 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy. And online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Let's do weather. Brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For more than 30 years, in addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine, it'll gradually develop this morning as the low cloudiness around the region breaks up and burns off. Temperatures today reaching about 90 to 95 degrees. Tonight, we're going to be partly cloudy. Lows are going to be near 75. Sun and clouds for tomorrow. Highs are going to be anywhere from 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, we're partly cloudy. Lows 75 to 80. Turning partly to mostly sunny, hot Saturday with a high very close to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Braden Shoemake and Brigham Hill continue earning honors ahead of this weekend's College World Series. Meanwhile, more Aggies were selected in the MLB draft. We'll take a look at who made the grade. And the Astros bounced back from a two-game skid against the Rangers, picking up a win in the final game of the series. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so, you know, we had a little breeze yesterday. It's, and I don't know what the high was. Do we know officially what the high was?
I do not, but I do know that mosquito season is officially here.
Oh, you got bitten?
Yes.
Okay.
Right on my elbow, of all places.
You know, look, for critters that don't have very big brains, they got that part down.
Man.
Yeah, they do.
They understand where they can get us, where we can't get them.
Exactly.
And also, you know, because there's nothing, there's no fat layer at your elbow. I mean, that's easy
right
there. And so
I was kind of near, I was just taking Coda on a walk, and we were near a creek, so they were worse there probably than they would be in normal places.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, they were all over.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, you know, we've had a little rain, and now the water's standing. It says here 92 is our high temperature.
Okay.
So we'll see. The high today is 106, a record high.
Woo!
So let's hope we don't get that.
Yeah.
And just see. And in the meantime, yeah, it's time to start putting that, you know, whatever on to keep you from getting mosquito bit.
Yeah. I don't know if I got mosquito bites or ant bites. I was out on the riding lawnmower yesterday.
Now, wait a minute. You don't know immediately when you have an ant bite?
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm on this riding lawnmower, right? And sometimes, you know, when you're going through a big patch of grass, those ant hills got to go.
Oh, yeah.
And so you just go right over them. But, of course, that sends the sand and ants flying all over the place. So it very well may be ant bites that I'm covered in right now, but it also could have been. It was the evening time, so it could have been mosquitoes that got me.
So right before they bite you, to think the ants go, this is for my brothers that you've killed.
When I get bit by an ant, it looks different than a mosquito.
Yeah, it does, because it'll pus up afterwards if it's fire ant.
Mm.
And you know what they do is they clamp down on you, and they hit you once, then they move around like the hands on a clock.
Right.
Boom, and then again, and then again. And a lot of fun. All right, enough of that.
We love Texas Buzz.
Well, it's okay. Yeah, the taxes are low, and it keeps the Yankees away.
That's right.
A Florida bakery claims that faulty cake pans created a dessert disaster, and they have taken the pan maker to court.
Oh, wow.
Let's let the lawyers figure it out.
Seems a little much.
Let's read together and find out. Alyssi Bakeries in Tampa, Florida, say that a new undisclosed component in pans that the bakery bought caused the pans to warp, ruining a $120,000 worth of Tres Leches cakes.
It's reamed.
Man, that the Tampa Bay, can't you just glob it together and put whipped cream on top of it?
Yeah, Tres Leches is like just, you just kind of pour milk over it.
Yeah, make it something new and different.
Yeah. It's kind of a glob of goodness anyway.
It is. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to look good. It tastes just fine.
Yeah.
Once the cakes were baked, the pans wouldn't support the weight of the cakes and they became deformed.
Mm.
The spongy cake soaked up the mixture of three milks, evaporated milk, of course, sweetened condensed milk and heavy cream. They're seeking damages for the ruined cakes as well as the cost of the pans.
Wow.
Reached for their comments. U.S. Foods would not comment on pending litigation. This is maybe the first of those. So if you've bought some of those, are they going to recall cake pans now? Is that where we're going to go with that? And while we're talking about food and stuff like that, I don't know if you saw the soup Nazis having some financial difficulty.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the soup Nazi?
From Seinfeld.
That's the one.
No soup for you.
Yeah.
And that's the problem is I think it's just kind of been so long that it's not a deal anymore. But the company that sells soup from the recipes of the chef who was the real-life model of the soup Nazi on Seinfeld has filed for bankruptcy less than a month after its chief financial officer was arrested on charges that he cheated the government out of employment-related taxes. Oh, yeah, that's probably not good.
That'll do it.
Soup Man Incorporated on Staten Island sells soups made from recipes that Al Yingda or something like that. he and his soup stand were the inspiration behind the Seinfeld thing where the guy yells out, "No soup for you." Anyway, so according to the indictment, the total estimated tax loss for the IRS was $593,000. Well, they're not going to let you off that easy. If you owe them almost $600,000, they probably are going to come after you.
Yeah.
That's all right. I've had them come after me for actually $12 one time.
Oh, wow.
Really? Yeah, yeah. Pay this $12 and you're in trouble.
Info.
And, you know, you wonder how much that costs the government to do. But
to come after you?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Probably more
counts.
Than $12.
Yeah, that's the government.
Yeah, I think you're right, though. Whenever it gets to a point where people can, like, where there are people who don't know the reference, you're probably done.
That's it. No. And I'm sure that's probably been their problem.
Yep.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for six nights of free entertainment at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station's Starlight Music Series. Saturday, June 24th features Corey Morrow with guest Cameron Nelson.
Every day I'm lucky just to breathe the air I breathe.
Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Concessions will also be on site to purchase that Saturday, June 24th at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater. For more information, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Wow, Corey Morrow, huh? That's
yeah, a pretty good name there.
Not,
yeah.
Not a tribute band or anything like that. That's a pretty good deal. All right, so here we go. It's the Ides of June, which, you know, doesn't sound as cool, but Ides means middle of, so all yeah. It's day 166, got 199 of them to go. It's National Lobster Day.
Woohoo!
We reminded you last week that lobsters used to be called cockroaches of the ocean. Because who would go eat at Red Cockroach of the Ocean?
That's true.
Right.
After all. But
they're pretty tasty.
They've done a good job of marketing.
Oh, they're delicious.
Made people go, hey, yeah, let me have one of those. And
But for the amount of meat you get,
yeah,
it's a little frustrating.
Well, that's the reason I don't eat crawfish.
Well,
I mean, just take
I
that
know.
And go times 10. It's a lot of work to get to whatever's in there.
True.
Right?
But crawfish is like a social food.
Well, that's true. That's true. You stand around and
you really go for the sausage and the taters anyway.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Because you stand there and battle together.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Yeah, let that guy over there from Louisiana eat the crawfish. We'll just eat the taters and the sausage. All right, so anyway, it's that. It's something called National Dump the Pump Day, which is supposed to cause us to want to go on public transportation. But, you know, Texas doesn't have much of that.
So. Mm-hmm.
Recess at Work Day. That sounds like trouble.
Yeah. Or fun.
Well, I know. I agree. It's just a matter of, you know, you got to make sure the boss is on board with that.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then, you know. National Electricity Day, I think we probably like that.
We all need that, I think, a little
bit. Yeah, probably true. Magna Carta Day, this is the anniversary when they signed the Magna Carta.
All right.
And, you know, I forgot to yesterday continue with why it was whiskey or bourbon day yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason is because that was the anniversary of the birth of Reverend, or the first time that Reverend Elijah Craig produced bourbon. The Reverend. The good Reverend.
The good Reverend.
The good Reverend was
sounds
making
like good
whiskey.
Reverend to me.
Yep, it was distilled from maize and the first produced in America.
All right.
It was named Bourbon because he lived in Bourbon County, Kentucky.
All right.
Okay.
So there's your little trivia for today. All right, birthdays.
We got birthdays. Northwest is 4.
Oh, man, she's just growing up so quickly.
She is. I remember when she was 3. Yeah, okay. Fine.
Oh, I remember when she was, the name was just a silly notion.
That's right.
Tim Lincecum is 33.
Pitcher dude.
Yeah, pitcher dude, long hair dude.
Uh-huh.
That's right. I don't usually do people who work in this sort of industry, but this one's kind of a culturally significant. Mary Carey is 37. She's a actress, let's call her that,
okay,
who ran for governor of California against Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you mean she's in instructional films?
Yeah.
Okay, I got
yeah.
you. All right, mm-hmm. Okay.
Elizabeth Reeser is 42, played Esme Cullen in the Twilight movies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Hey.
Doogie.
That's right.
Doogie.
Or for
and
a different,
Barney.
Yeah, for a different generation. Barney, yeah. He's 44 today.
And the Heineken guy.
Yeah.
That's right, doing that too, yeah.
Poppy Montgomery's 45. From Without a Trace and Unforgettable.
Oh, okay.
Jake Busey is 46.
Wow.
Yeah.
Proud of his dad, I know.
Yeah, yeah, I know, right? He's the sane one of the two,
I guess. Yeah, when you compare those two. Sure,
mm-hmm. Leah Remini is 47.
Mm-hmm.
She did those documentaries
Man,
on
Scientology.
Scientology.
Yeah.
Been a deal for her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ice Cube is 48.
Hey, hey.
Rapper turned actor.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney Cox is 53.
You know, she got her start in the Bruce Springsteen video.
That's right.
I think I've heard that, yeah.
Dancing in the Dark or something,
yeah,
I think.
That's the one.
Yeah. Helen Hunt's 54. Whatever happened to Helen Hunt?
I don't know. She hadn't done much lately, has she?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Julie Haggerty's 62 from Airplane.
And a little else.
And
but,
a little else.
But that's okay. That was all right.
Yeah, yeah, made a good name for herself there.
Sure.
Jim Belushi is 63.
Oh.
The surviving Belushi brother.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Steve Walsh is 66 from Kansas. The uh-huh. band, not the state.
Gotcha.
And he was actually born in Missouri, believe it or not.
All right.
Now lives in Georgia.
Okay.
And Russell Hitchcock of Air Supply
is
68.
Hey, a couple other baseball dudes. Wade Boggs, 59 today.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And from just up the road, Andy Pettit.
Hey.
Nice.
He's 45. I used to be an Astros pitcher. I think he's a baseball coach now at Second Baptist Church.
Okay.
In,
yeah.
In Houston, right?
Right, right. Yeah. One of the private schools
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, doing that. All yep. right, there you go. It's 621.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company. More than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team. And we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Turns out this guy was a Bernie Sanders supporter and wrote on Facebook that Trump is a traitor. How many times after something horrible happens do we always find out these people telegraph everything that they're doing? But I don't think that we are at all paying enough attention to what these people are saying. And, you know, it's just hard to believe it's all out there. It's hard to believe. How many more times are we going to say, oh, this guy telegraphed it again and again and again and again and again. He had posted his anger with congressional Republicans several times on Facebook, on his page on Facebook, shared an anti-Scalise cartoon. This was a targeted assassination. Don't let anybody in the media tell you anything different than this.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Now, this may be a little bit inside baseball, but when I go looking for a story for the bit of info, I usually find something that I hadn't heard about before, but this one, I actually saw a picture of it on social media, and I thought it was cool when I saw it. Hopefully you do too. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. So parking tickets and good news don't usually go hand in hand, but here you go. Someone in Wisconsin left their car in a metered parking spot last Wednesday. A cop named Jim Hellrude was about to give him a ticket the next morning when he saw a note on their windshield. It said, "Please take pity on me. I walked home. Safe choices." So, obviously, they'd been drinking and didn't want to drive. Now, a photo of the note is going around Facebook, which is where I saw it, because Jim decided not to give them a ticket. He printed out a warning ticket instead, and in the notes section, he wrote, "Pity granted." The police department posted the note and the ticket online. They said Jim appreciated the person's honesty and the fact that they didn't drive drunk. It would have only been a $5 fine anyway, which is nothing compared to parking tickets in most cities. But he didn't even want to fine him $5. See, that just goes to show that sometimes your good decisions are definitely rewarded. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Hi, I'm Teresa Hernandez.
And I'm Barbie Springer.
At Brenham National Bank, we have the best customers in town.
To show our thanks, please join us for lunch at our annual Customer Appreciation Day on Friday, June 16th from 11 to 2.
We're located at the corner of Earl Rudder Freeway and Southwest Parkway in College Station. If you don't know Brenham National Bank,
come meet our friendly staff and see why we're the best in town.
That's June 16th. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun.
Member FDIC.
So I had Suddenlink out to the house because I had a little service issue, needed to get something taken care of. And not only did the technician, his name's Jonathan, did a great job. Not only did he take care of that, but he also helped me be able to set up another network. And that's above and beyond the call of duty. You know, when I've had them out to the house before to do work, sometimes they don't know if they have to go up a pole or they have to do some work inside your house. No matter what it is, though, they'll get it done. Most importantly, they show up when they say that they will. They communicate with you on the way to your house so that you know. And service after the sale is really, really important because, like anything else, there are going to be problems sometime along the way with any product or service. And what happens when the service people step in can really make a difference. Now, right now, they've got a triple play going on at Suddenlink. For only $59.99 a month, you can lock in your rate for an entire year, and you'll get 20 meg internet, TV with up to 200 channels, and phone, unlimited phone. All that can be yours for one low price of $59.99, and you're locked in for a year. Give them a call at 877-694-9474 today, or stop by their office on East 29th Street. It's a limited-time offer, 30-day money-back guarantee. Prices exclude taxes, fees, surcharges, and restrictions. If you want to get some more information, you can go to suddenlink.com, and they've got that info for you. Let's have a look at the weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. All right. It's summertime, so we're going to have summertime weather. And now the chances of rain are really kind of getting drained out of the forecast just because we're not going to be able to get enough clouds together, doesn't look like. So just count on it being very warm during the day, up 95, maybe something like that. And if that's the case, then the heat index is going to be even above that. So take precautions. And the low temperature will probably be in the middle 70s. Right now, winds out of the south at 7, and it's kind of humid out there, about 95%. And we've got 75 degrees.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Analysts say the Fed has shown a level of confidence and conviction in the U.S. recovery that has been sorely lacking until recently. The central bank yesterday raised a key interest rate and laid out plans to shrink its balance sheet. Fed Chair Janet Yellen.
Overall, we continue to expect that the economy will expand at a moderate pace over the next few years.
The rate hike was fully expected. Avon CEO Sherry McCoy is expected to step down after her effort to turn around the beleaguered cosmetic seller faltered. Today's Wall Street Journal says McCoy, who has run Avon since 2012, is expected to stay on for several more months. It's not clear who might succeed her. The move comes after Avon in early May posted a surprise loss that sent its stock tumbling. Crude oil down 11 cents at $44.62 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply lower open after stocks closed mixed yesterday. The Dow Industrials closed at a record high. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Financial issues that have yet to be publicly identified are behind last week's statement by the mayors of the Twin Cities regarding the future funding of the Experience BCS Tourism and Convention Agency.
Ultimately, accurate financial reporting is a fiduciary responsibility of every board member in Texas, including that organization. And if not, you look at the investors, and in this case, it's taxpayers. The cities will solve the problem if the board won't.
Brian Mayor Andrew Nelson on our show says the two cities are in concert in their investigation of the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Our desire for events, for tourism, for restaurant and hotel jobs and revenues is important. We have an absolute responsibility to make sure that that money is being not only used wisely and effectively, but also being reported on accurately.
Experience BCS received more than $2 million in hotel occupancy tax money this year from the city of College Station and $332,000 from Bryan. For the 24th year, the 10 fastest growing small businesses in Brazos County over the last 3 years were honored. At the top of the list of this year's Bryan Rotary 10 list is a College Station manufacturer of portable energy storage and deployment. The sales growth over the last 3 years for Exothermics was over 1,700%. The luncheon speaker, Brad Knapp of the Governor's Office of Economic Development and Tourism, appreciates the integral part the Brazos Valley plays in the Texas economy.
Bryan College Station continues to grow beautifully, flying under the radar, not Dallas, not Houston, not Austin, not San Antonio, just taking care of business and growing the economy beautifully as an Aggie. By the same token, I love the way Coach Sumlin, A&M, continues to export that Texas A&M brand and that Bryan College Station brand as well.
A list of the winners and a group photo are online at WTAW.com. The Bryan City Council received a tease during Tuesday's workshop about future news at Easterwood Airport. That includes a possible announcement by one of the airlines, according to airport manager Josh Abramson.
I have future announcements with our airline partners or other with United. I cannot get into the details of it right now, but we're real excited about the opportunities coming with United as well.
Inside McKenzie Terminal, Abramson says new restrooms are now open for passengers who have cleared security.
Before we put in these men and women restrooms, we had one whole potty that men, women, and babies had to share. We no longer have that. So there's dedicated restrooms. We have, once the TSA is moved, we'll have space for seating, and we'll have the cafe on the correct side of the security checkpoint. So if you buy a coffee, you don't have to throw it away as you go through the TSA line.
Construction continues on TSA's new facilities, which will allow passengers to pay for the added convenience of a quicker screening through security. Texas Congressman Roger Williams will coach the Republican congressional baseball team in tonight's annual charity game. That's after suffering leg and ankle injuries while diving into a dugout to avoid being struck by gunfire during practice yesterday morning.
We don't play this baseball game and we go home, then they win.
Williams told reporters he was hugging a member of his staff who was shot in the leg while gunfire continued.
I think Zach is probably 23, 24. All the time he was bleeding and we were under fire, he was texting. He was texting, letting people know we were under fire and that we needed help.
Yesterday's shooting was remembered during the invocation of the Bryan Rotary 10 Business Performance Awards luncheon, which was given by Chamber of Commerce Community Liaison Royce Hickman.
And Father, on this Flag Day, we're mindful of tragic events in Washington this morning. And Father, we ask you to be with those involved. We pray for healing for those injured, and we pray for healing for our nation.
Members of Congress who were at yesterday's practice also asked for prayers. Two congressmen from the Brazos Valley were there. Joe Barton, whose district at one time included Bryan and College Station, avoided injury, as did his two sons. And Kevin Brady had left the park before the gunfire began. The U.S. Commerce Department says recreational anglers in the Gulf of Mexico will have 39 more days to fish federal waters for red snapper, a popular catch that's still recovering from nearly disastrous overfishing. Officials in Texas were among those praising the decision to reopen the federal season for three-day weekends through Labor Day plus three holidays. Opponents say anglers will take nearly triple their allocated quota, which could potentially cancel next year's recreational season. And Texas has become the first state in the nation to create a gold depository.
For there's gold in them thar hills.
More like in them thar hill country. State Comptroller Glenn Hager announcing they've selected an Austin-based company to build and operate the first state-run vault for gold.
The Texas Bullion Depository will offer Texas safe, fully insured storage for precious metals, providing an alternative to depositories largely located in and around New York City.
Dallas business analyst David Johnson says it's primarily a courtesy service for wealthy Texans.
If you are worried about somebody taking your asset away, you'd rather have it in your backyard than sitting in New York City.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 75 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Will Get News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hang 10 at the Brazos Valley Hyundai Summer Fun Sales Event this weekend on Highway 6 in Briarcrest. Now through Monday, everything is on sale. 50 vehicles will be sold between now and Monday at ridiculously low prices and payments. Like $5,500 off Hyundai Tucson's. That means you could get a brand new Hyundai Tucson for less than 20 grand. Plus get 6 grand off a new Hyundai Veloster. Sporty and chic and ready for summer. A new Veloster for 6 grand off. Or get a new Hyundai Santa Fe Sport for 6 grand off. Plus, you can't go wrong with the best in the business, Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. So let's recap: $5,500 off Tucson's, 6 grand off Veloster's, and 7 grand off new Santa Fe Sport, only at Brazos Valley Hyundai. See for yourself at BrazosValleyHyundai.com. Get gnarly in a new Hyundai, dude. Now through Monday, the summer fun sales event on Highway 6 at Briarcrest, BrazosValleyHyundai.com.
Come on down Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis, and I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be talking with Super Slow and Dr. Henderson at The Med. We'll also be talking about foods that can de-stress your life. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Good morning, 6:39, Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Checking the weather, which is sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radio and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
We'll start the day off with some cloudiness, but as it goes along, it'll become partly sunny. Temperatures today, they're probably going to reach about 90 to 95. Tonight, partly cloudy, 75. Some early morning cloudiness giving way to sunshine tomorrow. We're up to about 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy through tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Saturday looks sunny and hot near 95. Heat index on Saturday, though, is probably going to approach 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolan for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at some of the Aggies who were selected in the final day of the MLB draft. Meanwhile, Myles Garrett went down with an ankle injury during drills with the Browns yesterday, and Mayweather-McGregor is indeed happening. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The black cloud hangs over Cleveland yet again.
Yeah.
One more time.
Yeah.
Right, well, and why Myles Garrett?
Well, that's, well but because it has to be. It's
it
Cleveland.
It has to be.
Yeah, it is Cleveland.
Because that is their only hope.
Yeah, they've got to lose their first round draft choice in drills or, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So anyhow, first of all, correction. I'd made a mistake yesterday saying that a second congressman had been injured. And I guess that would have been perceived as gunshots, but instead you had the story that Roger Williams was injured diving into the dugout.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was injured, but anyhow, certainly not going to change that he's going to be coaching tonight.
Yep.
And so we'll talk to Congressman Flores. It becomes Chit Chat Thursday today because we'll be talking to Congressman Flores today and then also State Representative Kyle Cassell in the 8:30 hour. You know, and yesterday, if you saw it, everything exploded with, you know, once again, gun legislation and what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, the deal is that if Steve Scalise had not been at that practice, the security would not have been nearly as great because he's a leadership, member of leadership. So, you know, once again, it doesn't mean there's not going to be shootings in an area just because you've outlawed guns, which they have in Washington, D.C. And so, but the whole debate will start up again, and there'll be legislation out there and addressed, so we'll see how all that goes.
Yep.
You probably already know the guy is 66 years old. His name is James Hodgkinson. Actually walked up to the congressman from North Carolina and said, now, what team is this practicing?
Oh, really?
And he said the Republicans. And then he decided to attack. Mm-hmm. Other side story, there was a Republican congressman from Illinois who was interviewed, I think, on Fox yesterday morning wearing a Texas A&M T-shirt.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Gig 'em.
Yeah. I think he's in agriculture. He's the chairman of one of the ag committees.
Okay.
So that would figure that he might be aware of A&M or whatever, but didn't seem to have any personal A&M connection.
Oh, okay.
I know. Just
a fan.
Strange things that happens out there. Defense Secretary James Mattis has confirmed yesterday that the president's given him authority to set troop levels in Afghanistan. Also, despite the harsh words President Trump gave toward Qatar a few days ago, U.S. And Qatar have signed an agreement to buy 36 Boeing F-15 fighter jets from the U.S. So, see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, there's so we have a new poll in Texas. Texans seem to like Trump. The question: do you think Trump has presidential temperament? 53% said yes. 38% said no. I'm not sure what presidential temperament is.
Me either. Yeah. And I feel like what you want presidential temperament to be is your opinion.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah.
I don't think there's a set guideline.
It would seem like if they use the word sometimes in there, that might be a little more accurate, that he has the presidential temperament sometimes. Other times he's
Trump tweets.
Donald Trump. What's in the Twitterverse?
He is. So yesterday, of course, after tweeting about Steve Scalise, he tweeted again and said, just left the hospital. Representative Steve Scalise, one of the truly great people, is in very tough shape, but he is a real fighter. Pray for Steve.
Very cool.
So definitely had the support there. But then just 48 minutes ago, they made up a phony collusion with the Russian story, found zero proof. So now they go for obstruction of justice on the phony story. Nice. And that's where we are this morning with Trump tweet. So just one, but you know, he's already back at it.
All right,
that's good. Little kind of behind the scenes thing that, as far as politics is concerned in Austin, much like, for instance, Madison, Wisconsin, a liberal capital surrounded by a basically conservative state.
Right.
So Austin has always been a Democrat stronghold. And so who was the chairman of the Travis County Republican Party didn't matter a whole lot until they got a guy who was a real whack job who came in, and he was the outgoing, or actually he was kicked out of his post. His name was Robert Morrow, and he wasn't really expected to win, but he did, and then kind of all hell broke loose on the front as far as the Republican Party in Travis County. I mean, he's out, but the new one is Matt McCobiak, and he's a name that some people may know. He worked in Bill Flores' first campaign as a political strategist, and he is still a political strategist, so he's the new head guy as far as what's going on in the Republican Party in Travis County, so you know about that. And, let me see. Oh, back to Trump here for just a minute. In the Texas Tribune poll, now, in talking about trustworthiness, shockingly, I know, it's along party lines, okay?
Right.
Because Republicans approve of Trump and what he's doing in office, 80%.
Okay.
Okay, 90% of Democrats disapprove. So I know that's shocking.
Right.
It would be that way, but that is the way that it is. So it's 90% of the Democrats don't like what he's doing. Yeah, I know it's shocking.
I am. Yeah, it just blows my mind.
All right, yeah. So that's right. So anyhow, so things are fairly, I think that probably takes it as far as the political front here in U.S. America. However, the city of Madrid, Spain, has passed a law that outlaws passengers on public transportation from spreading their legs in public to take up more room than they should.
They needed a law for that?
Yes.
Really? Yeah.
It's called man-spreading.
Women can't do it?
The idea was introduced by a woman and mothers groups, and there are a few more stipulations of the law.
They're mad at the men for doing it.
Exactly, exactly. So, as a result, now they're doing other things too, like, for instance, you can't put your feet on the seats, and you can't use headphones, and you can't smoke, and all those are pretty good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
But nonetheless, there you go. That's happening.
Man-spreading.
And you may not have heard about this, but we'll talk about it more than once today. Fox has stopped using fair and balanced.
Heard that this morning.
They have dropped that slogan. And they're saying,
because we don't want to be fair, we don't care about balance.
And the deal is, you know, what Fox has been able to do is they elevate themselves, saying we're not like these other media outlets.
Right.
We will be balanced in what we talk about, and we will be fair in what we talk about. But they said the reason they dropped it is because, well, Roger Ailes was the guy who came up with that. And if you know, Roger, of course, got dumped for all sorts of things that he had apparently been doing while he was
right.
the head of Fox. And Rupert Murdoch's sons have taken over, and they're a little bit more liberal, I think we have to say. So their new slogan will be most watched, most trusted.
Hmm.
All right.
And I don't know. I mean, fine, great. You know, you're most watched until you're not.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Quite honestly.
And then can you say that? Are you even allowed to say that anymore at
sure.
that point?
Right. Do you have proof?
Well, and when you use...
Do you need statistics?
Right. Because when you use the word most, well...
That's very ultimate.
Yeah. Forever mm-hmm. in radio, we've done, you know, this is the number one radio station. Well, yeah, okay, because it's a certain age group and this is a certain time and all that.
Right.
But when you say fair and balanced, that's an overall umbrella statement about
right.
what your network is. So they've decided to drop that, and they're saying, again, it's all Roger Ailes' fault. But and I don't know, I guess I'll have to listen in the news this morning, because they used to say, I think, fair and balanced on the radio news.
They
did. Yeah,
definitely. They did.
Mm-hmm. We'll listen to the top of the hour and see if that's changed.
I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust. Local bank. Local bankers.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Consider your landscape to be another room of your house. Think of it as an extension of your living room or den, the master bedroom or your dining room or even the kitchen. We've moved into our landscapes as never before. In fact, our gardens have become the scenes of many of our most important events, from weddings and receptions to graduation celebrations and parties of all other sorts. We're in the peak season for these festivities, so lay your plans and your plantings accordingly. I'll be back with details. Landscapes are for living right after this message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
As you plan your landscape for entertaining, allow ample space and comfortable space. Figure 100 square feet of patio space per family member, more if you entertain freely. Choose a hard surface that'll be smooth under table and chair legs and that will drain quickly following showers. Plant shade trees off to the sides to cut the late afternoon heat, or build an attractive cover with its slats running north to south for more even shading. Keep shrubs pruned to allow ample air movement, and install a ceiling fan if you have a weatherproof covering. On a more immediate note, if you're trying to fix the backyard up for an event that's just a couple of months down the road, mow and trim things carefully. Fertilize all the plants to encourage a burst of new growth. Tend to any pest problems so the plants will look fresh. If you need new shrubs, ground covers, or annuals, plant larger container-grown specimens. They give a more immediate impact. They stand up to the summer and early fall heat much better than smaller one-gallon stalk, for example. Probably the best way to spruce up a backyard in a hurry is with attractive annual color. No matter what the season, there are plants that will bloom in all its adversities. Choose plants that are growing vigorously. If they're already in flower, they may stall out and set no more buds. So choose from 4-inch or larger containers and buy plants that have been growing in the same type of lighting you'll be able to provide for them once you get them home. For summer color, choose from firebush, copper plants, moss rose, hybrid purslane, trailing lantanas, fanflower, that's scavola, also purple fountain grass, esperanza, tropical hibiscus, pentas, sun-tolerant coleus. Oh, and you might also want angelonia. What a beautiful plant that is. For shade, caladiums, coleus, begonias, flowering tobacco, and impatiens. You can also add some great fall color out of transplants that you set out in about a month. Reserve a few annuals to plant into pots. Large decorative pots give a quick pickup to their surroundings. You might even buy a few large hanging baskets and fill them with color. Choose also plants that are fragrant. Moon vines and moonflowers both perfume their surroundings. So will some types of Nicotiana flowering tobacco and many of the tropical vines classed as types of jasmine. Landscape lighting adds a great touch, and you may even want to build in a kitchen outdoors. I'm Neil Sperry. Crepe myrtle, stars of the summer in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. Well, for A&M baseball, second baseman Braden Shoemake and pitcher Brigham Hill garnered multiple honors yesterday as both were named to the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association All-America team by the NCBWA, and both were named to the American Baseball Coaches Association Rawlings All-Midwest team by the ABCA. Shoemake was selected for the All-Midwest Region first team, and Hill was named to the second team. Shoemake has already garnered a number of awards, including Collegiate Baseball National Freshman of the Year, Collegiate Baseball All-America first team, Baseball America All-America second team, NCBWA District 7 Player of the Year, SEC Freshman of the Year, and All-SEC First Team recognition. Hill earned SEC Pitcher of the Week on one occasion and was named the SEC All-Defensive Team Pitcher. He was selected by the Washington Nationals in the fifth round of the 2017 MLB Draft. Speaking of the draft, with it coming during preparation for the College World Series, Zach Taylor asked Coach Rob Childress if it was any kind of distraction.
It's not been that big a problem now since we're going to Omaha. I mean, there's a lot of excitement and a lot of pride for each one of the guys that have been drafted, and, you know, I would expect to hear a few more names before the day's over.
He was correct indeed, as a trio of Aggie pitchers, Kaysen Sherrod, Turner Larkins, and Kaylor Chafin, were selected on the final day, along with senior outfielder Nick Chorby, bringing Texas A&M's final tally to six. The Aggies face off against Louisville in the College World Series on Sunday at 1 p.m. in Omaha, and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the Brazos Valley Bombers came up short in an 8-1 loss to the Acadiana Cane Cutters last night at Nutrabolt. The Bombers still have their lead in the TCL standings to stay two games over Victoria, who had the night off, and Acadiana, who tied things up with a win. The Bombers stay at home and welcome the Texarkana Twins tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that game on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
Fisher hits this one pretty deep to left and sends back the shield at the wall, and that's gone! The first big league hit for Derek Fisher is a home run into the Landry's Crawford boxes.
Derek Fisher had two hits in his Major League debut, and the Astros exploded for 9 runs in the sixth inning of a 13-2 pounding of Texas. Fisher led off the big rally with a homer and added an RBI single later in the inning to help Houston end a 3-game slide. The Astros and the Rangers have the night off tonight, but the Astros start a fresh 3-game series tomorrow with the Red Sox. First pitch for that one's at 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, the Rangers start a fresh 3-game series with the Mariners in Arlington tomorrow. First pitch for that one's at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that game over on the Zone as well. In the NFL, the first pick in this year's NFL draft limped off the field yesterday with a left foot injury. Browns rookie and Aggie Myles Garrett got hurt while rushing quarterback Brock Osweiler during a 2-minute drill and stayed on the ground for about a minute. Coach Hugh Jackson did not know the severity of Garrett's injury and was not going to speculate until the 21-year-old is examined by doctors. In the NBA, the Golden State Warriors' top two players are ready to make financial sacrifices in an effort to win another championship next year. Steph Curry and Kevin Durant say they would seriously consider less money to keep the core group intact. Curry said all the pieces they have are important to the equation of winning a championship and competing for a title every single year. Curry is the NBA's two-time reigning MVP and could sign the richest contract in the league at more than $200 million. And they said it would never happen, but Floyd Mayweather Jr. says on his Instagram account that he will come out of retirement to face UFC star Conor McGregor in a boxing match on August 26th. UFC President Dana White.
Well, we've been in negotiations now for a while. And to be honest with you, negotiations went smooth. You know, Floyd is surrounded by some smart people, and we got this thing done. The impossible deal is now done.
The fight will take place in a boxing ring and be governed by boxing rules. Mayweather retired in September 2015 after winning all 49 of his pro fights. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Watercrest at Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
My mom chose Dr. Gale because he's a hometown boy and a fighting Texas Aggie.
Well, my mom chose Dr. Gale because he delivered over 6,000 babies.
I chose Dr. Gale because he has training in advanced surgical procedures such as robotic surgery.
I chose Dr. Gale because he takes the time to listen to me and cares about my opinions.
Hi, my name is Dr. Justin Gale, and I would like to thank our patients and friends for voting us best in the Brazos Valley.
Dr. Justin Gale welcomes Dr. Virginia Smith as the newest physician with Genesis OBGYN. Go to GenesisOBGYN.com.
Sometimes life's best moments get messy, and for everything life throws at you, there's Aggieland Carpet One Flooring Home, featuring our new H2O flooring. It's waterproof, kid-proof, and pet-proof.
And right now, save big on Karastan carpets and rugs.
And save up to $500 on select hardwood, tile, vinyl, laminate, and more. Plus, take advantage of the special 12 months financing.
Stop worrying and start living.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
Kubota's Orange Opportunities sales event is going on now. Get commercial grade performance and a full 4-year factory warranty at a price you can afford with a new Commander zero turn mower. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
It's the weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com, about 94, 95 today. Heat index around 102. Those numbers are going to climb as we head toward the weekend, and along the heat index will too. Lows each night probably be in the...